Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Let's take a sip of water in unison, because you were going to.
I was going to. And like everyone else, you can see me. You know what I'm up to.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Every week, you offer me, you hand me a red glass filled with water.
I do.
Every week for like 150 weeks. And every week, I drink one sip of it.
Yes.
And then the rest goes down the sink. So thank you for your courtesy.
Well, my partner, it's the same thing. Every night I make her a cup of tea and she doesn't drink it. But it's a comfort thing, apparently, because her parents used to do it. Huh. Like one would make the other a cup of tea and then not. But it's more kind of like, hey, I love you and this is me looking out for you kind of thing.
Sounds like a dumb tradition.
It's fucked up, man. I don't like it.
Do you think maybe her parents were in the pocket of big tea?
It's very possible. And it's filtered down through us.
Yeah. Filtered like a beautiful oolong tea. Like an English breakfast.
Absolutely.
Wow, yeah, you're keeping those companies afloat.
You know it, mate. Mm. Sad news to start with. Steve Dillon,
yes,
comic book artist,
passed away.
54.
54.
Bullshit.
Yeah, right?
That's a bullshit age to die.
Isn't it, though?
I don't like it.
So he was the, like, he's got a very distinctive art style. Mm. You'd know him from, he was the co-creator of Preacher with Garth Ennis.
Yes.
He did Punisher Max,
yes,
for a while.
He did. Punisher Max, don't
you? Yeah, it was great. Mm. There's the very famous scene, which was in the last season of Daredevil,
yeah,
where
Was it the Foggy Nelson meltdown scene? You told me you lied to me, Matt Murdock.
I'm acting so hard. No, it's not that scene. It's the scene where the Punisher has tied Daredevil to a chimney on a rooftop, and he's like, I'm going to kill these villains,
yes,
unless you shoot me in the head and stop me.
Yes.
You've got a gun. I've taped a gun with one bullet to your hands.
And that is the best part of that season, I believe. Anyway,
I would say it's the lift fight after that.
Lift fight's good, sure. Lift fight's fair good, enough.
Yeah. Anyway, Steve Dillon. He did that.
Judge Dredd,
Rogue, yep, Trooper for 2000 AD. He created Absalom Dark, the Dalek killer, who's the Dalek's second worst adversary after the Doctor.
Awesome. Because I've got Doctor Who here, but I wasn't sure what he'd actually done. So there you go. That's cool. Has he showed up in any of the newer TV shows? Stuff?
No, he's in... There's a comic where he teams up... Well, not teams up.
Mm.
He encounters...
Because the Doctor probably hates him because he's like, you're a murderer.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're both murderers. You're both mass murderers.
You're both murderers. Some people do it with weird time displacement abilities. Some people do it with a sword that's got a chainsaw in it. You know what I mean?
Pick your poison,
exactly. Yeah, there's a comic book recently where he teams up with the 11th Doctor.
Okay.
He's never appeared in the TV series, which I think is weird.
Is it a bit gauche, perhaps, for that, that's not the right word.
No, let's go with gauche.
No, you know, it's like a man with wielding a chainsaw sword.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know.
Is it one of those things that kind of works in a comic book format,
yeah,
but on a, exactly, and with the BBC's budget.
Yeah.
How good's that chainsaw going to look?
They're doing all right.
Yeah, okay.
Though I haven't got back to last season.
Yeah.
Regardless, look, we don't have any details of his death at this
yeah,
point, because this is very recent news, but
that's
really sucks, man. I didn't know if he was sick. I don't know how it happened, so we'll probably find out more over the week, but no, he's definitely one of the greats, and he'll be missed. Mm. Oh, looking at this
ass face, you know how you
did ass face.
Face,
so you did.
Ah,
yeah, yeah.
No one draws a arse in a face like Steve Dillon.
Certainly not, yeah. So I'm looking at this and there's more bad news.
Oh, jeez.
Captain Planet movie, it's going ahead, apparently.
Yep.
So the Leonardo DiCaprio's production company is picking it up. And a lot of the headlines read like, Leonardo DiCaprio, Captain Planet movie in the works or whatever. But I would be shocked if he appeared on
Captain
screen.
Planet, right.
If he was in it at all. But imagine if he was Captain
what if
Planet.
What if he mo-capped Marty's monkey?
Yeah, okay. I'll be all right with that.
It's the last frontier of his acting.
It certainly
He's
is.
He's won an Oscar for real life acting.
Yeah.
Ping pong ball suit. In
Definitely. Oh, man. I couldn't imagine that guy getting in a ping pong ball suit.
No, absolutely not.
He'll sleep in a dead horse or whatever, but he wouldn't. I think there's a line that he won't cross.
That's true.
So the idea is that it's set years after the show and the captain is a washed up has-been who needs the Planeteers more than they need him or whatever. Yeah.
That's actually always how I assumed a Captain Planet movie would go.
Because the world didn't get better since the 90s.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, the coral reefs are done. They're not coming back. We've reached that level of pollution that we're never coming back from.
For our listeners, Mason's miming smoking a durry.
Yeah.
Which is a cigarette. So people are saying, are we going to get the Don Cheadle kind of Captain America? I'd be very surprised. I think that joke went about three skits too long.
Yeah.
Like initially very funny and then kind of sort of went.
He turned everyone into trees. Yeah. It's very good.
And then it just kind of kept going for a while. But look, I'm not a Captain Planet fan because it was one of those shows as a kid where like, I know what you're doing. Look, I'm recycling. I'm doing what I can as a kid.
I know this is edutainment.
Yeah, exactly. I can smell it from a mile away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also didn't like Widget the World Watcher because he was that same kind of shit. Remember him?
No.
He was a purple alien, but he could also transform into whatever. So he'd like, the bad guys would, he'd try to stop poachers. And so he'd turn into a rhino and they'd be like, which one is he? He's the purple one. He's the only purple rhino.
Also, we've got two bullets.
Yeah.
Were they like, oh, there's two rhinos, we better run?
Yeah, exactly.
No, just shoot at them with a machine gun from a helicopter like you do all the time.
So
sounds like a bad show if you ask me.
Yeah, no, it is. But a lot of people loved Captain Planet, and look, anything can work. Absolutely anything can work.
Yeah.
So whatever.
This Power Rangers movie looks like it could be all right.
Yeah,
so
it could be not terrible.
Let's give it Captain Planet a go.
That's right. More bad news, Mason.
Oh, jeez.
Director Tim Miller has left Deadpool 2.
That's right. It says he left amicably.
Yes.
But over creative differences.
Yes, but with Ryan Reynolds is the official story. So not at Fox. So a lot of people are like, damn you, Fox, you've ruined everything again. Mm. And look, they probably have.
Yeah.
But we don't know the full details.
Yeah.
It's strange, though, that because they worked so hard together to get Deadpool going.
Yeah.
But I guess it was always Ryan Reynolds' thing that he was pushing.
Yeah.
And because it's Tim Miller's first feature-length film, I believe. And he's like 50.
Huh. What did he do before that? TV? Ads? Music videos?
I think he did special effects and I can't remember exactly. But people drop out of projects. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting. Ryan Reynolds tweeted on Friday before this happened. I need your input on whether...
Should I fire Tim Miller or not? hey, fans of me. He put up one of those little Twitter polls.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it is. It's a Twitter poll and it says, I need your input on where we should set the climactic sequence for the next Deadpool film. And both of the options were a bridge.
Oh, I see.
So I'm wondering whether that's what tipped it up. Because he's deleted that. That's not there anymore.
Oh, I see. Do you think he had an argument with the director?
Yeah.
And then he was like, well, we'll settle this. And then he's put the poll up. See, what do you think? What do you reckon, eh? That's my Ryan Reynolds
That's
impression,
Ryan Reynolds,
apparently.
Yeah. But I think, look, I think if Fox just leave everybody alone who's making this,
it should turn out okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But the other thing is, Fox still want him for Influx, which is an adaptation of a novel that they want to turn into a trilogy. I don't know anything about
it. Ryan Reynolds, we need you.
No. Tim Miller.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, Ryan Reynolds, we need you for another of those movies you do in between your high profile movies.
Where you body swap with Ben Kingsley.
Could be about anything. life, fear, what are they? You know, they're all exactly the same.
Limits for Life.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
He does a lot of body swap stuff, doesn't he? But look, it's not great news, but We'll see. Mm. It depends who steps in.
Selfless, it was called.
There was Selfless. But there was another one where he swapped with Kevin Costner, which is called A Different Thing.
Uh-huh.
And there's another one where he pees in a fountain and he swaps with Jason Bateman.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway. I got some good news though, Mason.
All right, we'll see.
Tom Holland says there's already talk of what villains to use in Spider-Man 2. Not Spider-Man 2 from 2004.
Uh-huh, because that would be Dr. Octopus.
I believe those villains are locked in by now. That's my understanding. Yep. But that's interesting. I mean, of course they're going to be talking about it, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's good that they're obviously confident enough in Spider-Man that they're going to make another one. That being said, Sony were very confident in the last Spider-Man movie they made. They planned an Aunt May prequel where she's a secret agent.
That's right, that? Yeah, okay.
And then they denied it, and then the Sony leak proved that, no, that was something that we're really heavily considering. Anything can be good, though, Mason.
Exactly.
Anything can be good, but not that.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, any villains you particularly want to see? I think we're getting Shocker, Vulture, and there's a few other minor ones, like Tinkerer or something like that.
Oh, okay, sure. Kraven the Hunter would be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mysterio. I'd like to see Mysterio.
I would love to
finally see
Mysterio.
Yeah.
And if we're getting like magic in Doctor Strange, and I know he's not magic. He's more special effects and holograms and making Wolverine kill all the X-Men.
Yeah.
That's what he's really about. But no, definitely.
Mm.
The costume, though, does it work? Well, bearing in mind, anything could work,
anything
Mason.
Anything could work. Wasn't the idea, where if Sam Raimi was going to do a Spider-Man 4, wasn't the idea that Bruce Campbell was going to play Mysterio as like a fat, washed-up Mysterio?
Right, yeah, that I think you're right.
So
yeah.
he does kind of work in a ridiculous way.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I think retrospectively, all the characters Bruce Campbell played in the Spider-Man trilogy were Mysterio
the whole time.
Well, that was a fan theory,
right, I
believe. Because I think each time he has a significant impact in Spider-Man's life. In the first one, he names him. In the second one, what is he in the second one? He's a snooty waiter
in
the third one.
He's a snooty waiter, yeah.
I don't remember
in the second
one.
He's a snooty guy at the front desk of the opera, I think, or of the theater or something.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Pivotal moment in Spider-Man's life.
That's right.
Can't go in the theater.
that's because he had to see the play.
Okay.
And then he couldn't see the play.
He could have just looked up the play on Wikipedia and been like, hey, Mary Jane, I love the bit
where
you sang the song.
If you were Spider-Man and someone was like, you can't go into the play, would you just throw him aside?
Yeah,
you probably could, couldn't you?
And then I'd fight everybody in the theater. Literally everyone, just piles of bodies in that theater. I'd just tear that theater down. I'd find like the main retaining wall. I'd just kick through it and just collapse that theater on everyone. And I'd be like, I'm Spider-Man. I can go to any play I want. Fight me. I'll fight everyone in this city. How many people do you think Spider-Man could fight in New York City before they finally brought him down?
Regular people?
Yes.
Ah, hundreds.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They'd have to be throwing bricks and stuff.
Maybe even thousands.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a World War Z situation. Just piles of bodies. Yeah. Like, they'd have to overwhelm him in sheer numbers.
Yeah, exactly. But he's got the spider sense.
That's right, yeah. Mm. Well, they nearly stopped the Green Goblin by believing in New York, by throwing pipes at him or whatever.
Because even if they're throwing bricks, he's dodging those
bricks. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he couldn't, if everybody threw a brick at once, he couldn't dodge all those bricks. But a brick wouldn't kill him either.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, man, I would love to see that.
Right?
And not zombies. You're talking just people.
Just regular people in New York. They're sick to death of Spider-Man and his theater-smashing ways. Having just recently rewatched Civil War, Spider-Man's spider sense doesn't seem that good.
He gets hit a lot.
He does get hit a lot, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's kind of one of those things where it's a plot device, you know what I mean?
Sure,
like,
when it
suits him to kind of do it, yeah.
Maybe been on a plane and he's got an inner ear thing.
Yeah,
he's distracted. I don't know.
He's in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Actually, I've got here from Ali, who he gave us that the sweet scoop the other day for Justice League. Because I nearly forgot to include this, but this is Transformers scoop news for the new Transformer. So this is an exclusive, Mason.
Ooh.
Bearing in mind,
Weekly Planet exclusive.
Bearing in mind, it might not be real. I'm sure it probably is, because he's pretty reliable, but also things can be edited out and whatever.
Sure.
But this is, so don't come back to me.
So look, either it's going to be in the final release of the movie, in which case we were right, but if it's not, maybe it'll be in the bonus scenes on the DVD months later, in which case we were still right.
That's right.
Maybe it's not going to be in either, in which case
It's not our fault.
Not our fault, and it was months ago when we recorded this, so hopefully everyone's forgotten it.
Absolutely. Okay, so...
this better be good, because otherwise...
Well, do you care about Transformers The Last Knight?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah.
But I'm sure somebody does.
What does Hot Rod turn into?
A hot rod.
It better be a hot rod. I bet it's not a hot rod,
Bumblebee doesn't turn into a bug.
Right.
So, and Optimus Prime turns into a different truck.
The wrong truck.
Yeah. What I find amazing about that is because they're like, we've talked about this, but the reason they didn't do it is because he wasn't big enough when they did
it. Yeah, they're like, we're not going to use size-changing robots. Yeah. They have to be the same size.
But in that same movie, there's a cube that's like 200 feet across, which like shrinks into a mini fridge size.
Yeah, small enough that Shia LaBeouf's tiny hands can run it about the
city.
That's
right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the MacGuffin, and this doesn't surprise me.
All right.
It's, cause there's always a magic, every movie is like, there's a magic thing.
Yeah.
There's a space bridge, there's something that makes you Jesus for Transformers, and the cube.
Yeah.
And what was the last one? Four? Was it the milk that the Tooch was drinking on top of the...
Oh, that's right. There was the Dinobots.
Yep.
There was Gunface. There was...
I'm sure there was a thing,
there was
though.
The human-built Transformium, which wasn't as good.
Yeah.
Like, that looked terrible.
Weird blocky. Maybe there wasn't something.
Maybe there wasn't a MacGuffin. All right, well, we're back. Maybe that's why that one was so bad.
Yeah.
And all the others have been so good.
That's right. So it's Merlin's staff.
Oh,
all
right. His famous staff.
Yeah, that's right. So apparently it's Cybertron technology, I guess, and it's the
great.
Most, or something like that. It's the most powerful object in the galaxy. Forget those last objects, Mason. Mm-hmm. They're garbage comparatively. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you said this before. Why don't they just gather all this stuff up, like, in one movie? So, like, they're not using them.
They should go, oh, it's this cube that we found, like, in the Legends of Old Cybertron, and it's real. So let's assume all the other ones are real too, and we'll take a long weekend and we'll collect them all, we'll bury them in a pit, and then we'll blow it up.
That's right. The new girl, Laura Haddock, is the great, et cetera.
Wait, is the character's name Laura Haddock?
Couldn't tell you.
The actor's name's Laura Haddock.
Potentially.
Great-granddaughter of Captain Haddock.
Yes.
From Tintin.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Granddaughter of Merlin. And so his speculation is she can use the staff, ?
Oh, all right.
Because of destiny.
I'm sick to death. Stop. Stop giving the humans anything to do in these movies. I don't care about your staffs and your cubes and your other things that we talked about moments ago that I've forgotten. Just have the Transformers blowing each other up.
Fair enough.
I don't want anybody chasing any cubes.
This one will be... You like this.
Oh, no,
the only way to defeat Cybertron, and it's in like this, and that's a big... the staff is the only way to defeat Cybertron, which is a big CGI Transformer, but he thinks... that his source means Unicron. So that there's been rumors that Unicron was going to show up. And I want to see Unicron, but probably in a good movie. Like if I had that option.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like not a Transformers themed movie at all.
No.
Just a nice.
Just whatever.
Yeah,
Just,
just a Spielberg movie. And
yeah,
it's got,
something with Billy Crudup.
Great. Yeah. Put Cybertron in there, yeah.
So that's all exclusive potentially, Mason.
Great.
What do you think? Excited? Any of that get you excited?
No.
Not even... I know you're a big Unicron fan.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you have the toy? Was there a toy?
No, there wasn't a toy when I was a kid. The biggest Transformers toy when I was a kid was Fortress Maximus.
I remember. You had that one.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Never had it because it never came... You could never get one where I lived. And then one year, my family and I went overseas.
Yeah.
And we went to like this... I don't know, big import warehouse in Hong Kong or something like that.
Right, for drugs.
Yeah, it was very shady. We were getting opium, and also in the corner there was like Fortress Maximuses.
Oh my God.
Fortress Maximus.
Like a whole lot of them.
Yeah, like a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the one.
Give me the thing.
And they're like, we're not, that's going to, very heavy. That's
you can't
gonna,
get that through.
Yeah, that's going to cost a lot in excess baggage. And they're like, no.
And
I'm like,
yeah, and that was the days before international shipping was reasonable-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, man.
But now you can buy it. Like, there's a new version of Fortress Maximus.
And now you're going to get it?
No, because it's like $190,
and
so no.
What, are you going to just put it in the corner of your room?
Exactly. Like, I'll transform it once, and then I'll be like, what'll happen is, I'll transform it once, and then I'll transform it back, and I'll be like, what mode should I have it in when I put it on my, like, on my shelf? And then I'll get anxious about that, and then I'll just pack it in a box. Like, put it under the house or something.
I figured that every morning you'd roll out of bed and accidentally step on it.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Every day I'd ruin a piece of it, and then it just goes out in the bin. You're right.
Oh, good stuff. What do we got next? What else we got here? Oh, this is also good news. Donald Glover has been cast as Lando Calrissian.
Yes, he has, yeah.
I love that. We talked about that a few weeks back, that was the rumor. And I said it's great casting because that bloke can do anything. You watching Atlanta?
No.
It's really good. He's great. And it's sometimes very surreal, and sometimes it's not. It's just, the format is...
Is it a magical world like...
No.
What's that? Is Glee? Is it like Glee?
No, it's not like Glee. It's not like Glee at all. It's very, in a lot of ways, it's very real and gritty and realistic, but then there's some like strange element. Like last week, there was an invisible car.
Are they dream sequences?
No, but in the context of the show, it totally works.
It's magical realism is the
I'd hesitate to call it that.
Why is the car invisible?
Because they've got this, okay, all the information we've got is they've got this friend who's... He's kind of a bit of a loose unit to hang out with because he's managing this up-and-coming rapper.
Okay.
Like he says something like, oh, I don't, you know, what, you know what the funny thing about Tupac is? Nobody's seen him since his funeral.
Right.
And Donald Glover's like, well, yeah, that's how funerals work. Uh-huh. Like he's that kind of guy. But he mentions how some NBA player has an invisible car and everyone's like, shut up. And then at the end of the show, you see it drive through and it cleans up like four people. Blow through the air.
Okay, sure.
So it's like that kind of.
I get it.
Yeah, but it's really good. Anyway, he is Lando Calrissian.
Yes, he is, yeah.
Fantastic choice, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the swagger. He's got the confidence. He can probably grow a moustache. I think he can. Yeah. Mm. What do you think?
And even if not, they can just green screen it up a little.
Yeah, that's right.
Paste it in.
So not just give him a fake one. You green screen.
You green screen it in,
okay,
yeah.
So does that mean they'd have to have the green paint?
Yeah, they'd green paint his lip, his upper lip, yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So,
or ping pong ball his lip.
Just one big one,
yeah.
So do you think people have said that, well, that's kind of changed their perception of the Han Solo movie? Because it's not a movie that I'm particularly looking forward to.
Uh-huh.
I'll see anything Star Wars.
Yeah.
But that makes the movie that just a little bit more exciting for me.
Donald Glover as Lando will just have a little bit of a role? Do you think it'll be like a buddy kind of
I think
a buddy
it'll be buddy-y, uh-huh, at least. I think we'll see how Han Solo gets the Millennium Falcon from him, potentially.
Sure, okay.
Yeah. He used to get it in a sabacc tournament, Mason.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which is what?
It's poker. But the chips can change. The cards change.
Uh-huh.
And
holograms?
Something like that.
Great.
Holodeck. And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can put it in a field and then your card will stay, whatever.
Yeah. Do you think it'll be a case of it's a kind of a buddy road trip movie in the Millennium Falcon, and at the end...
He just swipes it.
Yeah,
yeah, it might be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure they picked this guy as well because they probably bounce off each other well. Like,
yeah,
they would
okay,
have screen
sure.
tested him with Alden Ehrenreich.
I'm never going to say that name.
No?
I was going to say I'm never going to get used to that saying that name, but then midway through the sentence I decided it's because I'm never going to say his name.
Okay, fair enough.
There's too much to it. Didn't we decide on a nickname for him?
We may have.
What's the name again?
I don't know.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, what's his name?
Yes.
Alden Ehrenreich, but it might be Ehrenreich, I don't know.
Oldie? No, I'm not gonna remember.
Not,
that.
It's too vague.
Isn't it though?
Yeah, who are we talking about here? Mm. Are we talking about Gary Busey? Dunno.
Yeah.
Anyway, Star Wars is pretty good sometimes.
Isn't it though, yeah.
Speaking of, we did a bonus episode of Caravan of Garbage.
Yes, we did. It's only on YouTube.
Oh, it's only on YouTube. I did make a little podcast thing and put it up to let people know.
Cool, man.
It's got some pretty good downloads, that episode, which is just me for a minute. Going, go
yeah,
watch
great.
A thing on YouTube.
We'll take it as part of the stats.
Totally.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's basically, it's us playing the very first level of Dark Forces, which is a game from the mid-90s, the mm-hmm. first Star Wars first-person shooter where you steal the Death Star plans. And it does some great animations, some 8-bit animations from a dude called John,
yeah.
who you probably know from, he does 8-bit trailers.
Yes, he does.
So I thought it turned out really well. He did a really great job.
Me too.
So we're thinking about doing more video game stuff. I bought a TV specifically so we can record footage so we can streamline the whole thing because it was a bit of a...
Or we could just watch TV on it.
That's
huh?
a really good point, actually.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new Girl?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay, fair enough. We'll watch that.
Okay, let's watch New Girl together. because the last couple of times we've done video game stuff, the system has been kind of
wonky
yeah. and kind of... Clutch yeah. together.
But if I can just plug in a system,
yep.
run it through the TV, and we just play it and talk into mics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not I don't want to set up a complicated thing every time.
That's the dream.
That might not work.
Yeah.
Which is what we found last time. But anyway, yeah, if you want to check that out, it's there right now. Mm. So bloody. And if there's any games you want us to play or anything, because we are going to do another Caravan of Garbage.
Another season,
maybe
yeah.
a trilogy
yeah.
for a certain film that's coming out.
That's right.
We're still...
Transformers The Last Night. Right.
We're still weighing up how we're going to do it. But yeah, thank you for everybody who has watched that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What do we got here? Joss Whedon. He said he didn't want to do a Star Wars movie. He was like, not for me. Not for this fedora-wearing cat. No thank you, he said.
I've got enough on my plate. And by that I mean my giant forehead.
He saw the trailer for Rogue One and he thought, yeah, I want to do that. He wants to make a Star Wars picture, but not need to be wed to the bigger picture.
He wants to do Rogue One. He wants to do an alternate version of Rogue One. Right.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So I think him doing the two Marvel movies, because you mentioned this in the same interview, the two Avengers movies, there were a lot of limitations on what he could do.
Yep.
Probably more so with Age of Ultron. So I can see why he'd be like, oh, I don't want to do a Star Wars movie and be beholden. But yep. You'd still be beholden to a lot of stuff with a Star Wars movie because you got to work it into Rebels and all the books and comics or whatever. But
you can't mention anything that is then mentioned in another movie. Mm. Like,
exactly.
You know, somebody might be like, oh, we, you know, can't get the bloody plans. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Something about a Death Trench run.
Would you watch a Joss Whedon directed Rogue 2 and it's about getting the plans for the second Death Star?
Yeah, man, they should make a Rogue 2 movie. Right? I mean, if this is good,
yeah,
absolutely they should. Whoever Darth Vader doesn't kill,
yep,
then they'll... I'd love to see the guy with the blind guy with the stick fight Darth Vader and not win, but do okay. And then they're because he can't win.
That's
obviously
a very specific request.
Well, I just wouldn't it be cool when you see a blind guy with a stick
yep.
cracking Darth Vader over the head?
Sure. I'd also like to see a big old Italian mama hit Darth Vader over the head with a rolling pin, but we don't all get to achieve our dreams, do we?
Well, they'll save that for Rogue 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the little bit of information we have about the second Death Star plans is the Emperor leaked them. Like, they were intentionally given up. So you'd have to work that in somehow, yeah. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned in one of my Rogue One videos, he'd probably just email them over. Just like, here's your bloody plans. But great, good stuff.
They were part of his Ashley Madison profile for cheating on his emperor wife, and they got leaked.
Good stuff. What else we got here? Mason, Guardians of the Galaxy has a sneaker peek.
Yes.
Not a trailer.
Just some little bits and pieces, snippets.
Not so much that I did a breakdown.
They could call it a snippetorama.
That certainly could. There's not so much that I...
James Gunn, I know you're aware of us and do not care for us. If you're listening, you should call it a snippetorama.
I think James Gunn hates trailers for trailers. Made it very clear on Twitter. He's like, this isn't a trailer, this is a tease. For an actual trailer.
Okay.
Which people are saying maybe we'll get this week.
Okay.
But who knows?
I bet we get it as soon as we stop recording.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Mm. So what we got, it wasn't enough. I looked at it and I'm like, I can't make a video out of this. Like, there's not enough here. But
you could have brought back hashtag jacket speculation.
I could have.
Because I feel the most notable part of that is that right at the end of the trailer, we see Baby Groot wearing a teeny tiny little leather jacket, which looks exactly like Star-Lord's, I guess.
What's that about? Yeah. But what did you think?
Looks fun.
Yeah, doesn't it just?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good joke. I like the joke, the hug joke.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Someone said, who was it? I can't remember. Someone said that Peter Quill looks like he's gotten fatter. I didn't think that. I thought he looked really good. Maybe I'd have to go back and look at it. But
maybe a touch.
Okay.
Like maybe he doesn't have a shirtless scene in this one.
Oh, okay, sure.
So there's no pressure.
He was
anymore.
Super ripped in the last one, wasn't
yeah.
he? But no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as we know about action stars getting super ripped, not sustainable.
No, it certainly isn't. Mm-hmm. Legend of Tarzan, apparently, very difficult to maintain that for a movie that not many people saw.
Right.
Though I saw it, and it's okay. It's all right, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Well, it's probably all worth it for who was it?
Stellan Skarsgård. Or Peter Skarsgård. I think it was Stellan.
One of those guys.
It's one of those things, apparently, where you work out for however many months, but it's mostly diet, where we starve yourself.
Uh-huh.
And then he stopped. And then they're like, hey, we actually need to reshoot this scene or add this scene, so we need you to go back on the diet.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, can we just CGI it? And they're like, nah. So he had to go back on the diet.
Oh, man.
To do it all again.
I feel that would be better, though, is if you starved yourself for months to do this role and then you went off it and then you can't. They said, hey, can you come and reshoot this? You're going to have to go on the diet.
Yeah.
And you went, hey, couldn't they just CGI it? And they went, oh, yeah, actually, we could have done that for the whole movie. Now that we think about it, like, it just slipped our mind. But I guess you could have just said your lines in a booth and we could have CGI'd
absolutely.
Like the whole thing on you.
We could have put 8 ping pong balls on your torso, 6 for the abs and 1 on each nipple,
yep,
and then
right.
just work around that.
Yeah.
Maybe one on the couple on the lats.
Mm.
Yeah. He also mentioned, because you know they always do like a G.
We've got a bulge in your pants slider as well, if you just want us to move that up or down.
Or down, that's up to you.
Up
yeah.
to you, man.
Yeah. But you know how they always do like a GQ shoot? Or like a Men's Health, where they're on the cover and they're super ripped.
Uh-huh.
He talked about that as well.
Now, that's a post-shame bomb.
Boy, is it.
Every time I look at that, I'm like, gee willikers. Anyway.
It's impossible to maintain.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, apparently what a lot of people do and what he did, you get as trim as you can and don't eat for ages. And then the night before, you drink heavily, so you're dehydrated, and then you go in hungover. And he says he doesn't even remember doing it.
That's
because
amazing.
He was so
hungover
and dehydrated.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So if you don't have a six-pack, if you listen to this, you probably don't. Like, let's be realistic.
Wow, make some assumptions.
No, not at all. Actually, there's a lot of people who said, like, gym selfies in our T-shirts and that. So, I definitely shouldn't make that assumption.
Mm.
But
yeah, the key is drink heavily.
Drink heavily, mate. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, Guardians, what are we talking about? We just get bits and pieces. Like, there's no context.
Yep.
Star-Lord's clearly still, he's got a thing for Gamora,
uh-huh.
which was cool. Fuck, that guy's handsome. Like, I look at him and I'm like, how did he do that? Like, you know what I mean?
The handsomeness was always in him.
Yeah, it was.
But he had several layers of chins.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he wasn't a bad-looking bloke beforehand.
Right.
But, yeah, maybe it's the highlights in his hair and everything, the clothes.
Maybe.
I don't know what it is, mate. Mm-hmm. The only thing I thought that...
Maybe it's his shaving product.
It might just be. The only thing I thought that I'd like to know a bit more about that trailer. He's wearing, like, a T-shirt with, like, Chinese characters on it, I think. So I'm like, oh, I'd like to know what that translates to. But that was the only thing that kind of... I could have made a video all around that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But is there anything else from that trailer that stood out to you?
Karen Gillan's character, whose name I should know.
Nebula.
Nebula, thank you.
Amy Pond.
She appears to have more cybernetics now.
Okay, sure.
What's going on there?
A good question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she is a Guardians now, isn't she? She's in the Guardians.
That's true.
Her and Yondu. Well, he's got a bigger...
he's got a bigger mohawk,
thingamajig. Yeah.
That's true.
We saw, it looked like the part of the prison breakout scene, because they're all... you know, they're all zero G floating.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what isn't that what they showed at Comic Con?
Yes,
like another prison breakout thing or okay. similar thing. So. Or in, I don't know what
maybe
it was.
Maybe I was going to say, maybe it's a prison break in. Maybe somebody forgot something.
We don't know, do we? Mm-hmm. It's a bloody mystery and a half. Mm. But great, good. I want to see a full trailer. I just want to see this movie. I think it's out, I want to say March it's or
too,
April.
It's too far away.
Yeah, it's not that far.
It's very far.
We've got Doctor Strange this week.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got a...
Great.
Well, we do. Some parts of the world don't. Speaking of, mm-hmm. Next week we probably won't do a Doctor Strange episode to wait for the world to catch up. So we'll do something Halloween themed, which we'll talk about in what we're reading, Mason, because I might want to change the topic. But
okay, great.
This is me pointing at you to let you know that
okay, cool.
that might, but you know, you do the show too. So.
He's doing all sorts of admin gestures about right. what we're going to do later.
That's it.
He's explaining the plays with gestures.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But unless you want to do like, I'll talk about a topic and you talk about a different topic and we'll just, because we refuse to agree on something.
Oh, that'd be a good episode.
Yeah. But no, the Doctor Strange reactions are in a lot mm-hmm. of reviews because they had the premiere last week and they yep. showed it in some places in the United States of America and very positive.
Great.
Especially the visuals. They say it's very Iron Man 1.
Yep.
Which is what I got from that 15-minute preview thing. But no, great, good. Looking forward to it very much.
Same.
Yeah.
Magic, love it.
Love it.
Where's the coin go? It's behind your ear.
Yes.
He's got your nose. It's in his hand. How'd he do it? He's put it back. How are you going to smell? Terrible.
Do you like a magician?
Yeah.
Me too. Mm-hmm. You went to a hypnotist once, didn't you? Have you told that story?
No, I went to a variety show and there was a mentalist.
And he was crap.
Terrible. I feel I've mentioned that on the show at some
okay,
point.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But yeah, like I went on stage... because I'm the audience participation magnet.
Yeah, yeah.
He did a whole bunch of stuff on stage and he was like, oh, thank you. And everybody clapped.
Yeah.
And me and I had my eyes closed for the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what happened? Did he destroy my mind? Yeah. I don't understand what happened. Was I a complete fool on stage?
Yeah.
And then a couple of days later, I saw a friend of mine who was in the audience and he was like, he just got you up on stage.
Yeah.
And he didn't do anything. And he said a thank you, and everybody applauded because it was the end.
That's so weird.
Like, he whatever trick he had didn't work, and he just, we all just applauded because it was the end of the thing. And what do you do? We're in a polite society, yeah. So yeah.
Man, maybe you've got such strength of mind.
I like to think
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Sure. Anyway,
the big news from the week, though, we were going to do something else this week, weren't we?
Topics.
But this Logan trailer came out, and we thought, that'll probably pad the episode out enough.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So.
Lot to talk about.
Absolutely. What are we at? Where are we at? Oh, we're about a bit over 35 minutes. I don't know. Can't read that upside down. Yeah.
I can't read front ways up, so.
Good Lord.
We're lost.
But after a whole bunch of teasers for this.
Yeah.
A lot of black and white images. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know who told me this was coming out? You know Joel Dusha from Sans Pants. He works at the cinema. And he got it. They sent it and he saw it a few days before. Ooh. So he's like, heads up, this is coming in the next few days. I'm amazed that nobody leaked it.
Yeah, right?
Like it went into a cinema and
yeah.
and he watched it. And I'm presuming people around the world watched it
yeah.
and that didn't get out.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me.
Considering the Wolverine, in the history of the Wolverine film franchise, at one point an entire film was put on the internet.
Yes.
Unfinished. The fact that this new one, the trailer's come out and... Yeah.
Did you watch that unfinished version?
No, I watched about 10 minutes of it.
Yeah, yeah. I watched it and I'm like, I watched the first bit, Sam, and I'm like, nah, save it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I want to see this properly. Yeah.
Regrets.
It still did really well, though. Like,
yeah. Considering how bad
office.
It was.
Yeah, and that it was leaked.
Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got through about 10 minutes and I'm like, the special effects aren't done.
Yeah, yeah.
What if we get to a big scene that is supposed to be a big action sequence and there's no special effects?
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to look awful.
Absolutely.
Like, what if he's in a boxing match with a big fat blob man in order to find out a secret like it's a video game? What if that happens in this movie and there's no special effects? How's it going to look? What if he fights Ryan Reynolds, who's teleporting about and shooting lasers out of his eyes?
On top of a silo or
like
something.
Like Deadpool wouldn't. And there's no special effects. It's going to look really stupid, unlike the finished film where it looked
Primo.
Very stupid.
I should quickly mention, I went on an episode of It's a Duck Blur
oh, yes.
earlier this week.
That's
had
right.
a blast. We did a Gizmo Duck episode, which I was really excited
Betrayal.
To. Yeah, well, was that what they promised you?
They didn't promise it to me, but I did heavily imply that
implied?
I would, okay. I would cut all ties with them if they didn't.
Unbelievable. Anyway, I had a great time.
Great.
So I'll link that below it. I thought it came out really well. You know, right. I was talking to you before the show, when you go on another thing, I'm always like, did that go well? Like, I've got no idea.
Right, exactly,
but,
yeah.
Oh, no, I listened to it and I'm like, okay, I'm not terrible at that. I didn't ruin their show.
Because you're on somebody else's turf.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
do it every week.
I can say whatever here. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's right.
No consequences.
You've got control of the edit.
That's right, I do. Mm-hmm. But no, that was a lot of fun and they're super cool. So I'll link that below. It's a duck blow. Check it out, Mason. I don't mind if you do. That's completely okay with me.
Probably will.
All right then.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Anyway, Logan, what did you think?
Hmm.
Oh my goodness.
No, well look, first of all, a lot of people are like, oh my god, Johnny Cash is hurt. They've done it again. I'm kind of over.
Well, it's been a while.
It's kind of designed to just tug at the heartstrings.
Yes, yes.
Like you could put it over anything.
Totally. And that is like 50% of why this trailer works.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Not that I think it's a great trailer. Uh-huh. Don't get me wrong. I think it looks pretty good.
I feel
good.
There might actually be something else that came out in the last couple of weeks that also used Hurt by Johnny Cash.
Well, what they did use it for, it was like a domestic violence campaign.
Oh, right.
And that was really powerful because it was kids acting as adults, acting out domestic violence over something like that, over Hurt.
Oh, speaking, so I was going to say, there's a lot of things you missed in this.
Mate, let me tell you, there's at least 10.
And I was going to say also, and I don't know if you mentioned this, but Red Letter Media did a video which I feel is a direct shot at you because it was a Star Wars things you missed.
It was
a parody of Things You Missed.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thumbnail is just hundreds of red arrows in yellow
and
text.
Yellow text, yeah.
And it's just them just taking apart the whole genre of Things You Missed videos.
Look, I'm sure mine was definitely played a hand in that, but there are a lot of those now at the moment.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I enjoyed that a lot. Look,
it's fun, right?
I know what they are, the things you miss. Like, I know they're clickbait. I'm well aware of it. Yeah, people enjoy them. And, you know, they make me money. I'm happy to keep doing them.
And you know what? It is fun to just be like, oh, that's a reference to a thing
totally,
in the comic.
Man. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
What I'm saying is I hate them. No, I'm kidding. I like they do great work.
Well, I put some Red Letter Media clips in my breakdown.
Now, but, because, I mean, there's a lot of the actual plot of this is a mystery.
Yeah, totally.
But I feel if you watch this a couple of times, you can kind of figure out what the plot is based
on this.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well,
and especially, and also kind of the stuff that it's kind of loosely
based on. It's based. So again, we've said this before, but it can't be Old Man Logan. Like, I know we've seen some footage of Hugh Jackman at a Comic-Con and he's like, three words for you, everybody, Old Man Logan. Everybody's like, oh my God. Right, but it can't, strictly speaking, be Old Man Logan because 90% of the characters in that storyline are Marvel Studios characters.
Correct.
And they can't use them.
That's right.
So, you know what would be good is if before this movie comes out, Marvel Studios just knock out a real quick Old Man, like it's the Old Man Logan storyline. Except it's got everybody except Wolverine.
Well, that's
it.
What I said. Do a Captain America one.
Right.
But make it Old Man Logan.
Or maybe
Logan.
Just make it a Marvel one-shot. Like, do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They can't use Captain America. They can't use Iron Man. They can't use Mysterio. They can't
Red Skull.
Use Hulk.
There's all sorts of Spider-Mans in it and Women's and Venoms and Daredevil and
Ant-Man
and a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, Civil War wasn't...
No, Civil War is not Civil War.
Strictly speaking.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so let's bloody talk about it.
Sure,
what,
Mason.
What do you want to go through first?
Let's. A lot of people said it's got that Last of Us vibe.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
So it's got the kind of grizzled man and the little girl.
Professor X is the little girl.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Okay. Right.
What's interesting about that? He's not entirely bald.
Yep.
Which is what I assumed. Right. That's it's a continuity thing because in X-Men Apocalypse, he goes completely bald.
Right.
But in this
true.
One, his hair's grown out a bit. He's got a little bit on the side.
Yeah,
so
So
another, just pile that onto the X-Men continuity.
New continuity flaw is that he shaves his head.
That's right.
We know he shaves his head and this is the big reveal.
Yeah. Also, my understanding is, and I kind of, because I kind of root it around to be like,
root it around.
To be like, when is this set?
Right.
And from the information I gleaned, it's set a year after Days of Future Past.
That
being said, anybody could come out and just be like, it's set in 2040.
Yeah.
Like, you could change that a day before it goes into
cinema.
That's
true, yeah. So this is set So it's set the year after Days of Future Past.
That's my understanding. Look, I might be
and
wrong.
And this is the reboot of Days of Future Past where Wolverine wakes up.
Yeah.
There's a this universe has gone from a holographic alarm clock in every bedroom and then in a year's time it's just But here's the
it's
thing,
a nightmare
I don't,
world.
I don't think but I don't think necessarily this is like a post-nuclear dystopia.
No, he's just in the desert.
I think he's just
in
the desert,
we've seen like footage of him like at Vegas or whatever.
Yeah, and there's also in the trailer, even if you haven't seen that, in the trailer, they're like at a dinner table in like a house.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's looking at a mirror and it's not a it's not like a shattered piece of mirror that he's looking at himself in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an actual full length. So I think, what do you think, do you think this is a virus?
Well, that was my initial thought. It's either a virus or some kind of extinction or like a suppressant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get the sense that it is a virus that is killing off mutants and is maybe evolving to kill off humans as well. That would be my guess.
So that's why they're trying to genetically engineer something to stop that?
Well, here's the thing. So we've got, the villain's going to be Richard E. Grant, right?
Yes.
Right, because he's in the cast list, but he's not.
He's not in the trailer.
He's not in the trailer. Yeah. I suspect he's Essex.
Yeah.
Mr. Sinister.
Yeah, yeah.
Who in the comic book...
He's listed, though, as a comic book character. He's one of the doctors who's reviving the Weapon X program.
Right, okay,
he's one of the creators of
X-23. Yep.
Anyway, so go on.
Well, I was going to say...
In Essex, comic book.
Oh, sure, yeah. In the comic book, he's... He was a man in the 1800s who was sort of genetically engineered by the mutant apocalypse to have kind of superpowers and flight and shapeshifting and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Immortality. I think in this, he's just going to be a guy.
Right,
because
that,
for starters,
that
like,
sucks.
No, but I mean, because I feel that's also a trend for these kind of movies. Like Civil War like was the third Captain America movie and the villain was just a guy.
Yeah.
Like,
were you disappointed by that?
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was fine.
I thought that worked well.
Because again, like, we reached a point where the Avengers are just fighting artificially intelligent robots and aliens and all this sort of stuff, and they're just wiping the floor with them.
Why can't they fight just a guy?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're saying?
That's exactly why couldn't they
just
fight
a guy? So you don't think we're going to get the red eyes and the white skin and the giant cloak
and
whatever?
No, I get the sense that maybe it's Essex is a guy who is... he creates a virus, maybe it's the legacy virus, something like that, to wipe out the mutant race.
Yeah.
And then it expands to include humans.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't see him because he can't leave his lab, maybe.
Okay.
Like he's some sort of paranoid...
Like Howard Hughes.
Yeah, like a Howard Hughes kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his plan is to... He uses the genetic material from Wolverine to create X-23.
Yeah, which we saw at the end of Apocalypse.
Yes,
they swipe
as it. Intending to harvest her DNA to make himself immune to this, whatever is killing everyone.
Right, right.
But she escapes.
Yes.
And then he mixes up with Wolverine. And
I wonder how they come across each other.
Yeah, it seems to be a coincidence.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it might not be. Maybe Xavier found her. And it's possible.
Mm.
Because his mind is fried. It's dementia, I believe, or something, or Alzheimer's. Uh-huh. I can't remember. But
again, in a year.
Yeah, and again, I wonder, and that, again, if it is a year, it might not be, it might be 10, but I wonder whether that is a result of a virus as well. Like his mental faculties are shutting down because that's his mutation.
I think so,
yeah. In the same way. But also, they also said that the reason Wolverine is scarring is because he can heal, but it leaves a permanent scar now.
Okay, yeah.
So it's just that his healing factor, it still works. It just,
right.
He doesn't get like baby smooth skin anymore. Like,
yeah.
Which is, it works with Hugh Jackman's age as well. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because he's nearly 50 now. So, you can't really... I think they were pushing it with Days of Future Past when they were like, he's a young man in the 70s. And like, and I thought it still worked, but I think you can only do that so many, like keep him 30 for so long.
True,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He looks thinner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Again, you can't maintain
rippedness. I presume that was because he's getting older and like, so he's kind of more wiry. Uh-huh. Like that's, you know, he's like one of those wiry old bloody guys.
When you get old, you can only go one way.
Yeah,
it's one way or the other. It's wiry or really fat.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Pick
and
your poison.
Hunch down or you become an enormous giant man.
That's right. Exactly. But, so yeah, I don't know what's going on with that timeline. I'm sure there'll be more clarity to it. That being said, all of these can be set anytime.
Anytime
it's like Highlander.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
And also it could just be there's a very real possibility that he will just wake up at the end and it was all a dream.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. I would not rule. I would absolutely not rule that out happening for real in this movie. He's just like, whoa, and then he wakes up and Jean Grey's there and he's like, what's wrong, honey? He's like, oh, I just had a terrible dream.
Yeah,
or whatever.
That's right. But I think also this movie's going to be, in some respect, Death of Wolverine.
Maybe.
You read that?
No.
It's okay. People are like, oh, it's not that good. I think it's solid, man. Uh-huh. It's probably a bit rushed.
Yep.
But it's basically him tracking down a guy who's trying to get his DNA to recreate the Weapon X program.
Okay.
Because he did it the first time and he wasn't happy with the result of Wolverine.
Right.
So he wants to do it again.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, so this might also be the Richard E. Grant.
Yeah, character. That's right. Exactly. Okay. They're all kind of merged together.
Uh-huh.
This is just speculation on my behalf, but then when he finds out that Logan, because he doesn't have his healing factor in that,
right.
And he sees Reed Richards at the start, and Reed Richards is like, look, I might be able to fix you over a series of months, as long as you don't get hit in the head, because if you have a brain injury, I can't get into your skull to fix it.
Right, yeah. Okay.
I mean, he could go through his eye, I guess.
Through his eye, yeah.
Yeah, but it's got a whole lot of like...
The adamantium bullet holes.
That's a good point. That aren't in any of the x-rays, though.
Mm-hmm.
But that movie didn't happen anymore.
That's true.
They fixed it.
What's been erased from this? After Days of Future Past?
1, 2, 3, Origins, First Class still counts.
Yep.
And the future in Days of Future Past.
Right.
Yeah.
But Wolverine remembers it all?
Yes, because he's the only one who's lived both timelines.
So he remembers 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I don't know if he remembers the original timeline and the new timeline.
Yeah,
we don't know whether he's got both memories packed in there.
Yeah,
like Butterfly Effect, if you recall that film.
Boy, do I.
But what was I going to say? The other thing was, I can't remember. That's something else to say. Doesn't matter.
Was it about the henchmen? Was it about the other villains?
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that. That's Boyd Holbrook is... So they're the Reavers.
Yep.
We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And in the comics, I haven't read a lot of Reaver stuff. You probably did. You read a lot of stuff.
I've read a lot of... There's a... The Reavers have fought the Punisher more times than they should have.
Okay.
Like a couple of times. Because
yeah.
He's a guy with a gun and they're all like weird cyborgs with tank treads for legs and...
Sometimes they're Australian.
Sometimes they're Australian, yeah. Right?
But were you a fan of them?
Yes.
Yeah,
because they're all ridiculous.
Yeah,
there's one guy called Pretty Boy, and he's like, he's a complete cyborg, except for he's got a real pretty handsome face, and all his arms and legs extend Inspector Gadget style.
Great,
that's his power.
And there's Bonebreaker, who
he's tank treads for legs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I don't know, I didn't recognize any of them. I'm sure some of them will just be given the names.
Yeah, I don't think any of them. Well, see, the thing, the Reavers in the comic books are all super cyborged up.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
In some cases, there's no human parts left, really.
Yeah,
there's a brain, maybe,
yeah.
Or a face, and that's the rest of it.
A pretty face.
I get the sense that... is it Boyd Holbrook?
Yeah, Boyd.
I think, and then he's going to be Pierce.
Yes.
I suspect he's the only one who is a cyborg.
Yeah, well, that's what it looks like. Some of them might have robot hands. They might just be gloves.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But he's the one who's clearly got...
Yeah, and also...
God, that looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks good. It looks great. They've gone a long way.
Mm.
I get the sense also that... Because there's a moment in it where he's adjusting his sunglasses.
Yeah.
And he appears to be having a lot of
it's
trouble.
It's a bit wonky, isn't it?
Yeah, and yeah. I think that's because he's just gotten the arm.
So do you think that... Because I speculated that Wolverine takes off his arm.
Yes, because there's a still, I think.
Yes.
And it's a severed forearm holding a shotgun and it's on the ground.
Mm.
So I imagine that...
And it's the same hand as well.
Yeah.
It's a right hand.
So I would
hand.
Say yeah. Prior to this movie, or maybe right at the start, there might be a flashback or something like that, and Wolverine takes his arm off.
Yeah.
And then he's just been like drinking in a dive bar missing an arm. And then...
He gets a text.
Yeah, he gets a text. That's right. But maybe, again, we got Richard E. Grant. Maybe he's Essex. Maybe he's somebody else.
Yeah.
Who's like, you know stuff about Wolverine. You're one of his enemies.
Yeah.
If you lead me to him, I'll give you a new arm.
Yeah, right,
I get
right,
that's the sense.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
We've got all this Weapon X technology. I'll put you back together if you find Wolverine for me.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I couldn't argue with that, Mason.
Good.
Until the movie comes out
then,
and it's something different. Then I will argue like the Dickens.
No!
So you think Mr. Sinister, actually, which Bryan Singer confirmed.
He's in it, right?
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and we don't know who's playing him yet, and Reavers.
Who's left, though?
We don't know. Well, not everybody might be listed on the cast.
That's true.
He might be all CGI.
Yep.
We don't know. Yeah. After Apocalypse, they probably would have that reaction to be like, people hated Apocalypse. Let's just make it all CGI, Mr. Sinister.
Yeah, great.
Even though it's completely unnecessary.
Yeah. Well, I actually think the reason people didn't necessarily love Apocalypse, that's why I think Mr. Sinister in this might just be a guy.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have any powers yet. But that's his goal.
Yeah, okay. I think they might go the other way. because they learned the wrong lesson.
I guess, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right, yeah.
That being said,
he's continuously surrounded by a spinning hurricane of just cars and things.
I feel like these movies, this and The Wolverine, the last one.
Yeah.
Who's the director? I can't remember. It's not Gavin Hood. He did the bloody... He did the bad one. Hey, I don't think he's a bad director either. I think he just got screwed because they had a lot of interference. Apparently, one of the producers, I can't remember which one, like, would come on set and like repaint sets to be like, I don't like that. James Mangold, that's his name. Yeah. I think these kind of stand alone from the X-Men movies. Yep. And I think he's just kind of like, I'm just going to make whatever.
Okay.
So, which is why the continuity is probably all, again, wonky, and this might actually be a good one. I think it will be.
Yeah, right?
I feel like it will be.
Yeah.
What else?
And you know what? Even though the continuity is just ruined,
yeah,
I enjoy the fact that it's ruined.
Yeah, no, because it's at the point where, what, are you going to fix it?
Yeah,
you can't.
Impossible.
Just,
yeah.
Who cares? Just keep going, whatever.
They can't do time travel again.
No.
See, and also I feel like there's no way, there is kind of no way to end this happily.
No.
Because it suggests, the movie seems to, or the trailer seems to suggest that all Wolverine's friends are dead.
Yeah.
Or a lot of them are enough that he's hanging out in graveyards all the time.
I think he just drove someone to a funeral. I think that's what that is.
Oh, really?
Because the limo's in the back and he's not attending. And he's a limo driver.
Oh, I see.
So I think that was just the
So
way
where
it was
are the rest
cut.
Of the X-Men?
Dead.
Yeah, right?
From the virus or maybe he killed them. Like, yeah, which is what happened in Old Man Logan. Mm-hmm. So, but
that's the thing. Like, if all the other main cast are dead, if it's just him and Professor X left, then there's no, he's not going to turn around a corner and be like, oh, you stopped the bad guy and we just cloned all your friends again. Like, this is it.
This is it.
And
yeah.
they can't go back and, he can't time travel back and fix everything again because they already did that.
Yeah.
So I think this is sort of, it's sort of the end of the line and that's it for this continuity.
Well, that's got me thinking. Yeah, maybe this is the last one set in this world and they're going to reboot it. Or the other option is that, like Wolverine, this is just set in a parallel timeline.
Right.
And this doesn't count.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, but that makes me think that, they're gonna reboot this whole thing with a new Wolverine. But then again, they're bringing in X-23, which we should talk about. But the other thing is, what, she's going to be girl Wolverine living in the future when all the X-Men are dead.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to wait 10 years until she grows up. So you have to set it in like 2040 or whatever.
Because this is, because the future bit in Days of Future Past is
2023.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you prefer? Sentinel robot future or you're an old man living in a water tank future?
Oh, good question. No, water tank future.
But you don't look as good for some reason.
Oh, that's true. I don't have that sweet
outfit. See, that's
the
thing. It must be a virus or something. Because why does he not look as good?
Exactly.
It must be something must happen.
That's
must
what
have
I'm
happened.
Talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I maintain virus. Essex created this virus.
Yeah.
He thinks it's going to wipe out all the mutants. It's going to wipe out everybody though.
Yeah.
So because then Wolverine and Professor X have, they have a reason for doing what they're doing. Because if every mutant is dead.
Yeah.
Then, and that's it.
Mm.
Then they've got no other goal really.
Yeah. You're
like,
right.
Like, what are they going to do? Like, to save X-23, but that's it. That's the whole species is done. So it's, I guess because you know, the idea behind the X-Men is they're constantly saving a world full of people who hate them.
Yes.
So I think that's it. I think that this virus is going to kill everybody in the world eventually.
Mm.
And they're like, well, nobody likes us, but we're still going to fix this because that's what we do.
Because some of us are not terrible.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
X-23, though, is that a character that you like or know anything about? I know a little bit, but I wouldn't say she's a favourite of mine or whatever.
Nah.
But, yeah, great. Mm-hmm. New Wolverine. Like I said in my video, maybe she'll be the new Wolverine, but then you have to kind of time travel or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or they're going to recast.
Or what they're going to do is they're going to simply... Well, see, I guess the thing is because we've just done Apocalypse, which is set in the 80s.
Yeah.
So I guess we have all of the 90s.
Yeah.
We have up until 2023.
Yeah.
So they could just throw in movies.
Mm.
What I think they will probably do is just get X-23. If they want to continue, if the character works, I think they might just take her and put her in a modern day X-Men movie with no explanation.
Well, they move around, like Angel is in the 80s, but he's also in the mid 2000s.
Emma Frost is a teenager in the 80s,
yeah,
but then she's a an adult in the 60s.
That's right, yeah.
So it makes no difference.
Yeah. Dunno.
Cyclops is always a teenager.
Even with James Marsden version? I thought he was like mid-20s.
No, he's an adult, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's...
Congratulations, James Marsden, you're an adult. That's how we see you.
Because he's a teenager in X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yes.
He's a teenager in Apocalypse.
Yes. And then he's a teacher in original X-Men.
Yeah, okay.
Original Recipe X-Men.
That timeline might actually work out, but if it is,
yeah,
if it okay, does...
he works. And I think Jean Grey also kind of works. Even though... Because we saw her in X-Men 3.
Yes.
Remember they go and get her?
Yep.
And then she turns everything upside down or whatever, and Stanley's like, whoa, my water's going upside down.
Yep.
And everybody looks weirdly young.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. There was that scene. Okay, you're right. Yeah.
But I think that also might actually line up. Or none of it lines up.
No, that can't possibly line up because they're still friends.
You're right.
Magneto and Professor X are still friends, so it can't line up.
But it's a different timeline.
That's true. Also, in... In X-Men 1, Professor X claims that Magneto's mind power dampening helmet, they built it together.
Yeah.
But in
Origins,
First
he
Class,
steals
he steals it from Kevin Bacon, who got it from the Russians.
And then he pushes the coin through his head.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that solved the continuity problems, I think.
I think so.
I love it. You know what? I love the fact that none of it makes any sense.
It's the same with the... Because you love the way that the Terminator films make no
don't
sense.
Don't make any sense anymore. It doesn't matter. I'm going to watch another one. I watched Terminator 6.
Yeah, totally. Care. Me too. Even though I hated the last two.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. All right, fine. Do you think... Okay, here's a question. Do you think they're actually going to kill Wolverine? No, I don't think he's actually dead in the comics.
Right.
I think he's in that... Because he's covered in adamantium. And I think when they're just going to chisel him out, and and his healing factor would have come back.
So this was death of Wolverine.
Yeah. He's still dead.
Yep.
There's X-23, and they've dragged old man Logan out
from
of his timeline and put him into the regular timeline.
This is Marvel Now, it's called,
yeah,
is that it?
Something
right.
like that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
not up to date. But I do, this is something I learned recently, is that a lot of X-Men are currently dead in the Marvel Universe. Like Professor X is still dead.
Maybe.
No, I'm pretty sure
so
he
then
is.
Yes. I mean, yeah. I'm saying maybe because I don't know. Yeah.
Right, because he was killed, and then he had part of his brain removed, and then it was added into the Red Skull's brain. And then
then
he became Onslaught.
That's
briefly.
Right.
Right.
Wasn't that ages ago?
It was ages ago, but I looked it up, and I'm like, I went to Google, and I said, is Professor X still dead in the comics? The answer is yes, apparently.
Okay.
So, I guess this is a case of Marvel... Do you believe in this theory that... Because Marvel Studios can't use the X-Men. They've killed all the X-Men off in the
yes.
comic books.
Yep.
So there's no
except
cross-promotion.
Except for the popular ones.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Do you?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
I mean, how hard have they been pushing the Inhumans?
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think there's been talk and rumors, and both sides have kind of confirmed that there has been talks between them and Marvel.
Right.
Which again makes me think maybe they're just going to reboot it.
And mix it in. Uh-huh.
I mean, I'd rather see an X-Men movie set in the Marvel Universe than an Inhumans movie.
Me too. Or would I?
He doesn't know everyone. Does he want to see the couch-sized doc? That's the question.
Yes, yeah, Lockjaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
How good would like a rebooted X-Men recast really well integrated in the Marvel Universe? I think that would be spectacular. And I don't hate all the X-Men films. A lot of them I quite like.
Yep.
I'd probably like half of them, maybe. Mm. Maybe, yeah.
Would you, see, if they're going to reboot the X-Men and put them in the Marvel Universe, wouldn't you really want to see Hugh Jackman as Wolverine just one more time?
I think, look, yes, because I think he's great.
Yep.
But it's at the point where if you're going to fresh start it, you kind of have to kick him. Because he's kind of at the age where he probably doesn't want to keep doing it. He's done eight.
Yep.
I mean, not all full movies, but most of those movies revolve around him.
Yep.
He's nearly 50, or he's 50 this year.
Yep.
He's got to maintain that body.
Correct.
And he doesn't want to do that anymore either. I think, yes.
What about this?
Mm.
What about this? Well, does he necessarily have to have an action role in it? I mean,
no.
Maybe give him like one scene where he's doing action and he's got a shirt on.
I feel like they went for him... For something. It might have been Doctor Strange.
No.
I'm sure they've hit him
Amazing.
Up. I'm sure they've hit him up for something. I can't remember what it is.
I'd like to see maybe... What if they get reintegrated into the Marvel Universe?
Mm.
And there's like... You don't see him, but there's constant references to the Professor. Like, we're going to get back to the mansion and see the Professor, and then we go back and it's Wolverine.
And he's bald.
Maybe. Yeah. He's like, I don't know what happened to the continuity. Why am I bald now?
I would love that.
Right?
Also, his hair grows back when it gets burnt off.
Yep.
To the same length.
Yes.
Remember that happens in the Wolverine? Yep. The nuclear bomb goes up.
That's right, yeah.
These movies are fucked.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, somebody floated this to me on Twitter, and I'm sorry, I don't have your name in front of me. That, and a few people, I think, have suggested this. What if Professor X is just in his mind?
Oh.
I think it's possible, but I think he looks bedridden. Like, I don't think he'd be caring for him to that extent.
Yeah, I think
he'd just be kind of in the room with him.
I'm not, you know what, I'm not looking forward to real sad Professor X. Like, there's a bit, they're in a car chase, and Wolverine's doing a doughy, and Professor X is in the back, and he's just looking real sad and helpless, and he's like, oh, no. Oh, I don't like these G-forces. Oh, and I'm like, oh, so sad.
That's how I would look at a car if somebody's doing a doughy.
Yeah.
I do not feel comfortable with that.
No, I think you're right. I guess...
Because he can jump into people's minds.
Maybe that's
something
he
can do.
Yeah, but why would he look... Because
yeah, well, that's right.
Whenever you see...
Unless he's like he's all feeble. Yeah. Like his mind is
I guess
still...
so. But I guess whenever you see a version of Professor X in someone's mind, it's always an ideal version of him.
Yeah, that's true.
Like even in Apocalypse, when you see him, he's still got the hair.
Yeah.
When
he's so vain.
Yeah, he's so vain. He's still got the hair, even though he's bald. And
that whole movie was built around him going bald.
they started with him going bald and they worked their way backwards. The villain... They're like, there was probably a whiteboard, the producer's whiteboard, and it's like, Professor X going bald, and they're like, what villain could make him go bald?
Well, technically any of them, I guess. Oh, God. Because he was so frightened in his mind.
Could he just go to Pop's barbershop? Right? No, it's in a different universe.
What are you thinking? Yeah, get out.
Get out of here. You're fired.
Good stuff. All right, Mason. I'm going to reach out and get this.
Okay.
All right, I haven't got it. I got bloody fidgety hands. Uh-huh. Do you know that about me?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't bloody sit still.
Or is fidgeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. What do we got? Oh, yeah, let's do the next segment of the show.
Okay. Oh, next segment.
Oh, you looking forward to it?
Yes.
Me too.
But again, not sad. Not sad, Professor X.
Fair enough.
Come on, mate.
Would you want him in the back when he's doing a donut just going, woohoo? Yeah. Is that what you want?
Yeah, Panama by Van Halen's playing.
Someone should take this trailer and recut it with Panama.
Just either the whole trailer or just 4 minutes of them doing doughies in the car. And it's like, Panama, Panama. That would be really good.
Good stuff.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Robot hands.
You can, and the other thing is, you can bring over Deadpool as is because he's just
that's
whatever.
That's right. There's a guy in the trailer, and he's got a hat, he's got goggles, and he's got a mask. Stephen a lot of people Mitchell, say it's yeah. Deadpool. No. I don't think it is.
It's not because I bloody cracked that, mate.
Oh, did you?
It's Caliban.
Who's played by Stephen Merchant.
Yeah, but he's also a different actor played him in Apocalypse.
Yes.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
If that was Stephen Merchant in Apocalypse, I would have got that Stephen Merchant.
I love Stephen Merchant.
Mm. Why is he?
He's acting for real now.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Because it's not what I would call technically a serious role.
We don't know yet, Mason.
But I mean, like a superhero movie role isn't like a serious acting role.
You're right.
Role.
We can't take any of these people seriously.
That's right. But at the same time, Caliban's not a comedic character.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess
but
we'll...
It, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it can't be Deadpool because it doesn't suit this universe at all.
Yeah.
And also, he would have black and red in the costume.
Yeah.
There's no way...
Mm.
He's got so many themed costumes.
He certainly does.
There's no way it'd just be...
He's a maid.
He would never be wearing beige.
No,
exactly.
He wouldn't. No, because Caliban's albino and his eyes are... He works underground.
Yeah.
So he'd need all that
That's
protection.
Right.
All right. What are we reading, Mason?
Oh, what are we going to read?
I'll put in the theme song.
Okay.
I'm doing the theme.
You know what? For a brief... I'm being attacked by a
Mason's
dog.
Mason's dancing with my dog.
For a brief shining moment this week, I thought to myself, I have finally caught up on all the things that I wanted to catch up on.
Did you catch another episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes,
episode
I did.
3? Did you see the chase with the Lola?
No, I'm still behind.
Oh.
It was a brief... It was a very brief shining moment.
It was a very...
But you know what? I watched some episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm still on board.
Good.
Still enjoying it. I watched those two episodes of Supergirl with Superman
What'd you think?
Great.
You liked it more than I did
Not
then.
The show itself. That's not necessarily great.
Right.
It's still a bit... All right. real people don't talk or act this in a way.
Yeah.
But I like Melissa, what's her face?
Me too, Benoist.
And Tyler Hoechlin is great.
Yeah, I agree.
He is so good at that.
Should I watch the second episode?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed that element of the show.
Yeah.
I really think those guys do a great job.
Because he is he's nice and he's humble.
Yeah.
And he never...
He enters a room and he's shaking everyone's hands.
He never tries to take center stage. Yeah. He's great.
Yeah, he's really good.
You know, it's partly... Credit to him for doing a good job in that.
Yeah.
But also credit to the writers, who, again, I don't necessarily love on Supergirl, but they've clearly gone, okay, we've got Superman.
Mm.
This is the most important. Like, we've got a very important property here. We have to write this very well.
Yeah.
And I think they've done that.
I agree.
So watch that. Watch the first three episodes of Westworld.
What'd you think?
Great.
Yeah.
That might be my... I would say that might be my week to week. Like,
okay,
that's
you don't do many week to weeks.
Almost none. That's
really? Almost none.
Yeah, that is my... That's my... It's going to be my must-see
Who's
TV.
The man in black, Mason? Who is he? Tell me who you think he is. What's your theory?
It's
Tell
Ed
me.
Harris. It's the actor Ed Harris.
Cracked it already.
Yeah.
You're very good.
Uh-huh. But yeah, I love the fact that it's this universe that technically is going to go the same way every episode.
Yeah.
Like every, all the...
It's on rails in a way.
Yeah, because we've got people, you know, we've got very rich people. They show up in Westworld.
Yep.
And there's these robotic hosts that... A pre-programmed to, you know, do the same thing, like the, you know, the woman who drops, you know, she drops the can of soup or whatever, and somebody comes up and gives it to her and engages in conversation. But it's always the same, but the way it could play out would be completely different depending on A, who's visiting Westworld that day, and B, what this software malfunction is doing and turning everybody into lunatics.
Or is it a malfunction?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
I found it, I guess, minor spoiler. I find it interesting that we get a shift in... I thought Anthony Hopkins' character was more sympathetic towards these... What do they call them?
Hosts,
yeah. But he's really not. He's like, they're not anything.
He doesn't believe in their... believe that they have any kind of real intelligence or humanity.
Even though he'll sit with them and he'll humor them.
Yeah, right.
But he doesn't... He doesn't believe there's anything. Mm. There's anything
I also like the idea that he is... Anthony Hopkins' character, when he goes into Westworld, he's sort of a god of that universe.
Right.
Like he can control a snake.
Yeah, absolutely.
By waving his hand in front of him.
I feel like that kid he meets there is just for him as well.
Oh, right.
Like he built that kid just for him as somebody to kind of converse with.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because he's just that, And I it's great. It's really good. I mean, it's one of those things, you don't know which way it's going to go. It could fall off the deep end.
Uh-huh.
I can't imagine that it will. I think they're doing 8 or 10.
Oh.
So we'll probably do a wrap-up episode of that.
This is the HBO series that I wish is going for like 6 or 7 seasons.
Well, it probably will. And also they've hinted that maybe we'll see
other worlds. Yeah.
And also it's I love the...
Westworld Goes Tropical, season 2.
Well, that's what we could get. We could get a different world every season, like a bloody... What's it called? That American Horror Story kind of thing.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah. So we could get something like that, but...
Yeah.
So we could get a future world or a...
Yeah, and whatever. I'm fascinated to... Yeah, again, to know who... Because we've got... In that show, we've got Ed Harris, who was just wandering around Westworld... killing people brutally and torturing them with some goal in mind. We don't know what it is. And the people running the park know he's there.
Yeah.
They know what he's doing. And they're just like, just let him go. Where this goes kind of thing.
And there's like theories that like, is he the original, is he the Yul Brynner character?
Right, okay.
And they don't realize that he's kind of achieved sentience and whatever. But then bullets ping off him like a person.
Yeah.
The other theory is that it's set in different... That's set in a different timeline. And he's an older version of the new young guy who came in.
Oh.
So that's set 30 years before or whatever.
Wait, so who is he?
So he, you know, the guy who came in and he's kind of reluctant about the whole thing and he's with his mate who was like, let's do everything.
Oh, sure. The guy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes, that's the real greasy guy.
Is he the McElroy brothers?
Yeah.
He's one of them.
Yeah.
He's good. I like that
he's
guy.
He's great. Yeah.
He's always in things and I'm like, he's great.
So he's
What's his name again?
He's not as greasy as he
Yeah, right.
As you think. But no, he was so that's another theory, but I think the problem is with this stuff nowadays, everything gets guessed, I think.
Yeah, right. Somebody's bound to have figured it out by now.
But I've avoided kind of reading up any stuff about this, except I've just named... I think that's just stuff I've seen in headlines to be like, the man in black could be bloody whatever.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I like seeing Jeffrey Wright and stuff.
He's good, isn't he? Yeah.
We've seen some Anthony Hopkins in the past de-aging.
Pretty good for TV.
Yeah, pretty good for TV, I guess.
He doesn't move much, does he?
No, that's true.
It's pretty much a still image.
It feels like a paste over.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Like when he's in Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas. That is the pinnacle. That is excellent. But this is just, you know. He's just talking through his lips.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Very subtly.
Very subtly. He's very good, Anthony Hopkins.
So I watched Westworld. I watched a couple episodes of Red Dwarf. You're right, it's okay. It's fine. It's pretty good.
Some are better than others,
though.
I think two was way better than one.
Yeah, I think you're right. So I watched some of those. That's pretty good. And I'm like, sorted. I've gotten to everything.
Yep.
Then I remember Black Mirror's out.
I've watched every episode.
How'd that go?
I love it. It's amazing.
It's good, right? Yeah.
I want to do an episode on it next week.
Okay.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah,
there's only six.
There is
maybe
six,
we'll just talk season three.
Okay, yeah.
If people don't have time to watch it, or for whatever reason, I would say watch 3 and 4.
Just
I'm not
going to
say why.
Okay, right.
But I think they are some of the best episodes.
Okay, so you want to do this next week?
Yeah.
So this will be spoilers for Black Mirror.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I don't think we can talk about Black Mirror as a whole unless we talk about the first couple
of
seasons as well.
Sure.
So spoilers for everything.
Sure, absolutely.
If you don't want to see them or you haven't seen them, well, we'll have some funny little news items at the start, won't we?
That's right. You can still come along for the ride.
But yeah, I've watched about half of the first episode.
Yeah.
A lot of people were like, because most episodes of Black Mirror are sort of about technology pushed to the breaking point.
Yes.
And the sort of the nightmare world that would result in.
Yeah.
And initially at this first one, I'm like, I think the first one's written by Rashida Jones.
You might be right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's got Bryce Dallas Howard in it. Without spoiling anything, initially I'm like, because I heard a lot of people kind of naysay this first episode on the internet, and they're like, oh, isn't this a bit obvious, this premise?
Yeah.
But when you go into it for more than about 5 minutes, I'm like, this could be a real outcome for this sort of thing, and it is terrifying.
Yeah, absolutely. I liked all the episodes, but I was kind of like, where's the kind of darkness from some of the older episodes? And then 3 hits.
Oh, okay, right.
And then it's just, anyway.
Okay, that's good.
But 3 and 4 in particular, if you don't have time to watch them all. But I should point out, they're not fun. You won't enjoy yourself.
No, that's right.
But it's some of the best television ever.
Well, I've said about the thing prior to this was the Black Mirror White Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Which is a Christmas episode of a TV series, which is normally pretty light, and it is harrowing. Without giving them, it's got John Hamm in it. It's a very good episode.
Yeah.
But it is not.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, these things are really get to you. Let me tell you.
All right. Anyway, next week.
Yep.
We'll go into it. I thought about doing it this week, but you'd have to shotgun him and then people wouldn't get the heads up or whatever.
That's true,
But anyway, we'll also talk about some other stuff next week. So if you're not interested,
some fun stuff. Hopefully fun a whole stuff. Bunch of people will stay alive next week and we won't have to talk about that.
That'd be great.
Just fun little things.
Fun little things.
Maybe Tom Holland will make a funny little vine or something.
Doing
we'll
a
have
flip.
A good old laugh.
He'll do a bit of that.
Yep.
Nice. What do you got, Mason? I said, what have you got, Mason?
I blame your Wi-Fi.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now, we're going to do letters.
Okay, just before we do letters.
Yes.
Because we're going to talk about a video
game
thing.
Theme.
I know, very good. There's a new Red Dead trailer.
Red Dead Redemption.
Did you play Red Dead?
No.
The last one?
If we're talking about Westworld.
Yeah.
Then,
Red Dead's great. The last one. I didn't play the other one. But I enjoyed it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Good mechanics. Good shooting of people.
Okay. Did you play Red Dead Revolver, which was the one before this?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Did you play that one?
No.
What good are you, mate?
No good.
Anyway, I got a question here from BaitKinBlog on Twitter. #WeeklyPlanetPod. If that's how you reach the show, then you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how you reach the show. Put it on Twitter. I wasn't sure where I was going with any of that. I think I said the wrong thing and then I tried to get out of it.
I'll double down by saying an even more wrong thing. And I'm glad you stopped when you did, because otherwise you maybe would have said an actual really wrong thing and then you got to edit, don't you?
What do you guys think about the Nintendo Switch? I put this in news up top, then I thought, no, we got a tweet, so I've shuffled things around.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of commitment we have.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that, I assume?
Yes, I did. So the Nintendo Switch is a... Because this is the... Nintendo have had something called the Nintendo NX on the boil for months and months and months.
Mm-hmm.
There's heaps of rumors swirling around about what it could do and what it is.
Yep.
And so it's basically what it is it's a console
mm-hmm.
that you can plug into your TV, you play it as normal, but also you can take a thing out of the console and it's like an iPad-style device.
Yep.
So you can play games on that.
And you slot the...
And there's controllers that are slotted into the side, that like slide seamlessly into the side.
Seamless.
And they look kind of like... Can you operate them like Wii nunchucks or whatever?
I think you might be able to a little
bit, but you
bit,
can also, like... Each of them looks like a quite a simple Nintendo, like an NES controller, so you can play like two-player games on the little handheld.
What was your initial thoughts?
I've got no interest.
See, I was like... See, for me, consoles, they obviously live or die by the games, right?
Yep.
But for me, I'm like... I like the idea of it. I'm like, oh, that's cool, because like mobile gaming isn't new, obviously. But the idea that you can just... I mean, the Nintendo Vita can do this, but this is like a streamlined version of that.
PS Vita, sorry.
What did I say?
You said Nintendo Vita.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
God.
That, you could have had this whole podcast crash around our ears if that had gotten out to the public.
But so I think it might do well simply for fluidity's sake and ease of use.
Okay.
Because the Nintendo Wii is old hardware, right?
Yep.
Like it was obsolete the moment it was announced.
Uh-huh.
Like because there was already better stuff.
Yep.
But it did well because it's accessible in a way that maybe the PlayStation 3 wasn't or the Xbox 360 wasn't to people. So I think on the strength of casual gamers and mobile gamers and that, I think there's a good chance it'll do really well. That being said, the Nintendo stock dropped 6.5% when it happened.
Interesting.
Like it peaked and then they announced it and then it dropped.
Right.
My friend Linda told me that.
As in, because everybody was just like, oh yeah, it's just a game system.
Yeah.
What did we think it was going to be?
Yeah. So... I was like, oh, that's cool. I think it's cool, but I don't know whether I'm going to get one.
Well, see,
probably
as far
not.
As mobile gaming goes, it's not that mobile.
It's pretty big.
It's quite large. Mm.
It's not like put it in your pocket.
It's not put it in your pocket. It's not a Game Boy. It's not. It's, you know, it's smaller than an iPad, but only just.
Yeah, it's probably like an iPad mini-ish, So no interest. What kind of game would they have to release for you to get that?
I don't know. Because, I mean, they're going to... Yes. Totem Tennis. Maybe. I dare you, Nintendo.
They probably would.
It's just, you switch it on and it's just a backyard, like a suburban backyard.
Patchy grass.
And you have to position the totem correctly so it's not in the way of like your washing line or anything like
and
that.
And it doesn't stay up properly.
Yeah, exactly. You hit it a couple of times and it tilts to one side.
You gotta get your dad to come out and dig
there's
it into
a
the ground.
You call for your dad. And it's the new technology, so there's a mic in the switch and you have to be like, Dad, the totem's falling down. And he's like, the bloody hole's too big. I gotta bloody fill that in now.
Dad, can we play together? You can play this by yourself, that's what it's designed for. God, what a lonely game. You're supposed to play with two, aren't you?
I think so.
But
it comes with two brackets.
But you're hitting... No, I meant the totem tennis.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Two brackets.
Rackets.
Oh, rackets.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Both the Nintendo Switch and the backyard game totem tennis are both intended to be played with two players, yes.
If you ever played totem tennis, it's terrible.
Never.
It's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
What I was going to say is that you were saying that these games these consoles live or die on the games, and you're right, but every Nintendo lineup, it's just...
Mario, Wii
Zelda,
Sports.
Wii Sports.
Zelda's back, is he?
Probably.
Zelda.
Yeah, that amazing Hero Zelda.
He's wearing
Zelda.
His green outfit again?
Yeah, classic Zelda.
Look at him go. Mm. Saving the princess.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mm. I got a... My dog's...
Just to clarify, we're aware that Zelda is the girl and Link is the hero. We're very aware of that. We still get messages every time
I'm not aware of that, Mason.
Every time we do what I consider a very obvious bit... We get messages that are like, no, that was the girl, Link's the guy. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, you're right. It's the same lineup every time. But in general, when they put out one of those games, my dog is going crazy.
Yeah, right.
When they put out one of those games, they really put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah,
you know
I guess.
I mean? Yeah.
I mean, there's often innovation.
Yeah.
Like there's a Super Mario Galaxy or a Paper Mario or something like that.
And those games are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No? They're not. Sorry, everyone.
I don't know. I can't think of anything that would make me want to, mess with a... Like, if I play a video game, turn on the TV, I'm at home, switch it on, play with a controller, that's it. Yeah. And when I go out in the world, that's not going to bother me.
Because you've got podcasts, Mason.
Exactly, I've got podcasts to listen to and do.
True.
But I don't think there's any game where I'm like, okay, I'm playing it on my home system on my TV,
yeah,
and now I'm going to go out, so I absolutely must take it with me on a little box. It's slightly too big, so I'm going to need to bring a bag.
No, you're right.
With it, and then I don't want to drop it.
Yeah, you probably would, though.
I would almost certainly drop it. Mm.
Yeah. I think it'd be good for holidays.
Sure.
Yeah. I've contemplated, like, setting up... I've tried my Nintendo Vita, Mason, which is what it's called. Uh-huh. I've tried it in the other room. You can hook it up to your PlayStation 4 and play PlayStation 4 games.
Okay.
But I've thought, I should, if I go away on holiday, I should take it. And I'm wondering if it can activate my system, because they're linked from somewhere else. I'm presuming it can, but I've never done it. I'm just like, why?
So you'd boot up the PlayStation 4 here.
No, it can do it remotely.
No, that's what I mean. So you'd be away.
Yeah.
And you'd activate it.
I think it can do it.
And it would have activated the PC, the PS4 in your house.
Yeah.
And you could play a game that's installed on your PS4.
That's
on
my
your
understanding
Vita.
Of it, yes. Okay, right. I might be wrong. Maybe there is a range on it, but I've never tried it. But I think that's what it's
built
for. It
would work through Wi-Fi, you would assume.
Yeah, that's right.
Like your Wi-Fi and then...
My terrific Wi-Fi.
Your terrific Wi-Fi, exactly. That works without fail every time.
Yeah. Anyway, that's enough about video games, Mason. Mm-hmm. You've dragged this podcast.
God, that's
down
double
too long.
Our yearly quota of video game talk in this podcast, let me tell you.
Absolutely. Some Grayson Street is a good bloke on Twitter. You should say hello to him, Mason.
Hello, right. Grayson Street.
I meant on Twitter.
No. I refuse.
If Rogue One is a hit, do you think
Rogue
we'll
see- 2, we discussed this.
Oh, we did too. Do you think we'll see any follow-up films with those characters? If so, what types? Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Another Rogue film, Mason?
Maybe a romantic comedy.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's any chance these characters might show up, any of them will live, and we'll get an old version of them in the new Star Wars films?
Oh.
Like we'll get a Felicity Jones in Episode 8, who's maybe Laura Dern's character? Probably not. I don't think they're
that. No, they just age her up.
The age doesn't line up. Yeah, I guess they could, 30 years, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they could.
Oh, it's Felicity Jones.
30-ish? 32, I want to say. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough.
Robots
can go forever, so maybe that robot will... Alan Tudyk's robot?
Maybe. Well, he might be, you know, he might be the only one left sort of telling the story of how they got the Death Star plans out and then they were all killed. You know?
It's true. He could be.
I could... He's also a giant robot man, so it would just be a funny visual if he's just been reduced to like a head on a shelf.
Sure.
And he's just lamenting how he used to be a...
Like Futurama.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, fair enough. I think a lot of people think that everybody's going to die in this. I think... a few of them will pull through. I think because kids go see these movies.
That's
these
true.
Movies, and you can't kill them all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can, but you probably won't. Good stuff. This is from Mitchell Garcia. He always, his Twitter handle is @big_Mitch2016.
Oh, yeah.
BigMitch2016. Mm-hmm. If you guys...
he has to be pretty big then. You can't get that. You can't get a big underscore handle without being a real big guy.
You have to go into Twitter headquarters.
That's right.
And there's a height chart.
Yep, that's right. They get a pencil and they... And you got to be like, Dad. You got to bring your dad.
You got to bring your dad.
And he puts it there and he's like, I'm proud of you even though this is genetic. It's got nothing to do with...
If you guys have seen it, what do you think of Speed Racer? I grew up with it and still like it. Now, I don't know whether it means the TV show or the movie. You know a bit about Speed Racer. The show. I don't know anything about it. You told me stuff. There's a monkey.
Yes.
They're always in the boot. The kids are always in the boot.
I can't remember any of their names now. But
there's Speed.
There's Speed Racer.
Yes.
There's Pops Racer.
Yep.
Look, I watched the TV series as a kid and I enjoyed it because it was a TV series about a car with a whole bunch of gadgets in it.
Yeah.
As a kid, a big fan of that.
Yep.
And there was a PC game that I really enjoyed.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it was very cartoony and delightful.
Yeah.
And then the movie, I got like 40 minutes in and I'm like, why am I watching this?
What am I doing with my life?
So
I think it's on Netflix at the moment.
I bet it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm not. I've never seen it. I've seen the show as a kid, bits and pieces, but I don't remember it well enough. And I will never watch that movie. Even though a lot of people say that it's actually underrated.
It's not.
It's rated perfectly.
It's just boring.
Do you think Wachowskis will ever have like another Matrix-style hit?
If they do a Matrix sequel, sure.
Yeah, but they did Matrix sequels.
Oh, I meant if they...
Did a good one.
Did a good one, yeah.
Okay, sure,
yeah,
fair enough. So,
yeah, look, I reckon... Yeah, I reckon if they did a sequel, knowing what they know now, and maybe get some people on board who were fans of it originally and are now in the position to make movies, and they said, okay, rein some of this in.
Right.
Then I think they might make a great one and it could be a hit. So I'm raring to go. I'd love to see another one.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And Keanu Reeves, I'm sure, would be bloody bang up for it.
I don't even care if Keanu Reeves is in it.
In your face, Keanu Reeves. That's right. One of us hates you. It's you. I like
him. No, I like him too. Okay, good. No, look, I would like to see him in it, but maybe in a supporting role.
Okay, good stuff. Mm-hmm. As the Matrix?
Maybe as the Matrix, yeah.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right, I think that's the show, Mason. What do we got? Yeah, that's long enough. where can people
find... We can pad. You want us to just pad with some stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Nintendo Vita again.
Let's talk about DC memes.
Oh, yeah, you got any memes?
Nah, look, they're all great. Thank you, everybody, for sending in
comic
book Marvel DC memes. The longer, the clunkier, the better. I love them. They're so good.
Because a lot of them are also a response to another meme that... We don't have.
We don't have, exactly. That may never, may be gone forever.
Yeah, or never existed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where can people find us, though?
Oh, well, you can find us on Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter and Facebook and at Gmail
Correct.
And Bandcamp. Yep. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
If you would like to support the show, keep the lights on here in the old man cave. It's definitely a man cave.
No, I don't think so.
You can go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies, where if you want to contribute a buck a month or something like that, we'd absolutely appreciate that. Or we've got an Amazon affiliate link in the episode description. You just click on that and go through to regular Amazon, buy a thing. And,
correct.
We get money somehow.
You'll have a real fun time.
Yeah, that's right. What else?
Thank
you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for our themes.
Correct.
We've got t-shirts on tpublic.com.
Links below.
Thank you to everybody who's listened this far in this episode or any other.
Though we're having a really good month
for
stats.
I suspect it's because of that mini episode you put up that was like, hey guys, check the YouTube. We've had 1 million downloads on that alone.
We're well over 1 million, and how much is left for the month? There's like another week left.
I know, right?
Yeah. And that's not even counting the Caravan of Garbage stuff.
That's right.
So this is regular episodes. Yeah. So good stuff.
Yeah, if you want to see some
The YouTube channel.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you want to get, if anybody wants to see if you've been listening to the Caravan of Garbage on the regular podcast feed, and you want to see the video for that.
Mm.
It's on your YouTube channel, yes. Mr. Sunday Movies.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
They're all there, Mason.
Real nice.
They're all there in a sweet playlist.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for liking and subscribing and reviews and
reviews
all
help,
that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Helping out with the bloody. Being really responsive to the sponsors and stuff like that.
That's true.
Clicking through.
And not being like, you guys are sellouts, you dicks. Which we are.
I mean, absolutely.
You know, I'm of the frame of mind, most of the things I make, some of the things I make, I'm trying to make as much of this as I can before it all crashes down around me. Because I know it will.
Uh-huh.
And there are people in my life that I need to support.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Which I kind of, don't really.
This dog.
This bloody dog is running amok. You'll be out in the street, dog.
He's eating your Deadpool socks.
That's from the loot crate.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But so look, it just, this to me is like a sinking ship. So I'm just like,
This is like a sinking ship. So we say, get on board,
that's
folks.
Right.
Get on board while you can on this sinking ship.
Yeah.
We're headlong into an iceberg and we're loving every minute of it.
That's right. Look, yeah, exactly. I've got commitments and I just want to make sure that I got that covered before this all goes to shit. All right, Mason.
What a perfect way to end, I think. Anyway, grab that gem, you guys.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.